America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
My catnip for the kitty. If you're a fan of Key and Peele, you'll be high as a kite for the new movie Keanu. I'm in.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Doctors Foster and Smith Pet Supplies have a Vet VIPPS accredited online pharmacy covering all your pet's needs, from heartworm medications and anti-inflammatories like Rimadyl to non-prescription items like Canine Advantix Flea and Tick Preventive. Doctors Foster and Smith has your pet covered. We'll even contact your vet for you, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Low prices every day with free shipping on orders over $49. Shop online at fosterandsmith.com because your pet's health and happiness come first.
This is an Animal Radio News Update, brought to you by Doctors Foster and Smith Pet Pharmacy, with prescription medications and over-the-counter products like Advantix Flea and Tick Medication delivered right to your door. Learn more at fosterandsmith.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. How old are you? I'm not being nosy. I just want to know that there is a story here that we're going to do that is targeted towards millennials. As pet owners, there's a new report out about this. Now, millennials are between the ages of 18 and 35 years old right now. So either, you know, you might be a millennial yourself, or mom and dad, you might have a child who is in that age group. And this will give you a little more clue into what these people are all about. Apparently, millennials take their roles as pet parents very, very seriously. They say millennial pet owners demonstrate an overwhelming urge to pamper their pets, according to new research that is out in this report titled Millennials as Pet Market Consumers. So they studied all kinds of things. If you need a gift idea for a millennial, well, consider that both dog and cat owners in the age group are much more likely than all other pet owners to buy toys and fashion accessories for their pets. And those pets are usually under 25 pounds because they want a smaller pet that they can pick up and carry and take with them everywhere they go. In short, compared to other pet owners who are over the age of 35, the report says millennials are more likely to be, you know, kind of anxious even about the health and safety of their pets. They're kind of all consumed with them. They're also more inclined to pamper and coddle and use technology to keep an eye on them when they're away from home. Now, think about this. Does this sound like pets play the role of a, maybe, you know, substituting for a child for millennials? It does, doesn't it? And apparently they do. They say the vast majority of them, 71% of these people between the ages of 18 and 35, agree that having a pet is a great way to get ready for having a family. By the way, around 30% of millennial dog and cat owners also prepare themselves home-cooked meals for their pets, and they are much more likely than older other pet owners to use raw pet food, organic pet food, natural, and even non-GMO pet foods for their furry family members. I love that. That's going in a good direction.
Uh-huh.
Well, yep, the world of pets is definitely changing, exploding. We talk about it every week, all of the new things that are happening and new trends going on. Well, off-leash dog parks lead the pack in the types of new urban parks that are being built, growing by 4% last year, and 89% explosion has happened in dog parks since 2007. That according to the Trust for Public Lands' most recent data on the nation's 100 biggest city park systems all across the country. Now, nearly every big city now does have at least one dedicated dog park. And a lot of their names are really kind of cool, at least creative. Like in Fort Worth, the pups there play at Fort Wolf. Pets in Memphis, they play at Overton Bark. Dallas dogs have their own My Best Friend's Park, you know. And Atlanta dogs have their own Freedom Barkway. It's fun to see governments having a good time with this. The 2016 City Parks Fact Report compiles data about parks in the biggest 100 cities in the country. And when it comes to the number of dog parks, the cities that score the highest on a per-resident basis are, number one, Henderson, Nevada.
Wow.
Followed by Portland, Oregon, Norfolk, Virginia, then Las Vegas, which is, of course, also Nevada, and Madison, Wisconsin.
Dr. Debbie, your town seems to be leading the pack there in dog parks.
Well, I think that's awesome. We do have, I mean, heck, we have one just a few blocks away from my office. So, I mean, they really are just about on every corner.
But what, California didn't make the list? The top five?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm. Well, Mars Petcare, the U.S.'s world's largest even pet care company, has announced the results of a survey that they did exploring how pets have invaded pop culture. They are everywhere now, even becoming megastars in their own right, you know, all thanks to the power of social media. The survey shows we are indeed pretty pet obsessed, and we're loving it. About 65% of pet owners post about their pets an average of 2 times a week. I think that's pretty low because we all post about our pets, I think, more than that. But more than half of pet owners polled care more about getting likes or comments for their pet-related posts than they do for things that they post on their own on other topics.
Sure.
And the survey says about 30% of us who have pets follow famous animals online, and that is really true. Or you follow animals who have become famous just because they're online.
I follow Grouchy Cat. Is that his name? Grumpy Cat. I follow Grumpy Cat.
Yep. I follow, I used to follow Champ Wearing, but then he passed away. But he was a really neat, he was a rescue dog who became an anti-bullying dog.
Oh yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Griffin the Bulldog, there's a lot of, there's one, Ricardo, is it Ricardo? And he's a big Great Dane kind of dog. There's so many cool dogs online. I just love them.
And they post human videos. Did you know that? The dogs will post it. Never mind.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, Mickey and the Padded Bum Crew. That's another
there
one of my
go.
Favorites. Because all the dogs wear diapers. But they're so funny. Anyway, check them out. Have fun. I'm Lori Brooks, and you can get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Pharmacy. With everyday low prices on products like Quellen and Rimadyl delivered right to your door with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Learn more at fosterandsmith.com.
Rough crowd.
It gives me great honor to present to you the dog father, Joey Volani. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Enough small talk. What's on the docket?
So, you know what? The new trend here is aromatherapy and aromatherapy shampoos for your pet. So what I want to talk about is, I mean, do they actually work or is it just a fad? To be quite honest with you, the aromatherapy, when used in its pure sense, like when you get the essential oil and you're putting it in a diffuser for your pets, it actually works very well, to be quite honest with you. I've seen it, and I've seen it with my own pets. I have one of my dogs that can't deal with thunderstorms all that well.
And, really?
Yeah, can't deal with thunderstorms. And, you know, we got the thunder jacket and all, which I could be honest with you, it did make a big difference. But at one of the shows that I attended, they talked about, you know, why don't you try it? And it's a mixture of essential oils. I don't know exactly what the ratio and what it is. But they sell it all pre-mixed, and you use that, and it actually made a difference. So that being said, what they try to do is duplicate these things in some of the pet shampoos that you now see on the shelves. We've done tests with three of the top ones out there. And to be quite honest with you, I haven't seen much of a difference. After talking to a lot of the chemists that actually make the products, what they're saying is if the product doesn't have the true form of essential oil in it, meaning 100%, it's not going to have the effect that you want it to. And then the other thing with a lot of these pet shampoos, you are diluting them on top of it. So to be honest with you, if you're going to buy them, I would buy them just because you like the smell, you like the way they work, and that sort of thing. I wouldn't put too much science behind it of actually correcting the problem with your pet. But some of them smell great, so I mean, I just buy them just for that reason.
Hey, you know what? I'm a nurse, and so I was a couple of years ago reading up on they were using essential oils on patients in hospitals, and they said that studies actually proved that the first or second time they used them, they worked really well, but the efficacy after that was a little less each time.
You know what? I haven't noticed that, but that's quite interesting because I will look further into it. It's something that we have not noticed greatly yet. So I can't say if that is true or if it's not in the pet industry. But you give me something to look into for my next tip of the week. So that's good. You gave me some insight there of what I can look into.
Yeah, I wonder if it, you know, you build up a tolerance to it.
Well, what I thought was that this plays on the pleasure centers of the brain. So it's actually that's why it's calming. Because it's almost like works as a drug, where it actually it stimulates. It's a calming feeling. So I don't know. I mean, possibly.
There are some good essential oils out there. I used Young Living essential oils, and they are really high quality. And I started using
that's
them
actually
in the
what
80s.
I use.
Really? Yeah, it's good stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's great.
What
it's
is
really
it you
good
use?
Stuff. Young Living
it's called,
oils,
and
I and I believe that they have a pet line.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
They're fighting over a ferret at a San Antonio university. Sarah Sevick asked the Justice Department to find Our Lady of the Lake University in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act because they won't let her keep Lily, her service ferret, on campus. The school doesn't allow ferrets, but Sarah says her ferret is much more than a furry friend. 19-year-old Sarah suffers from panic attacks, and before getting Lily the ferret, Sarah was unable to keep a job and had to drop out of college. Lily is a registered service ferret that helps Sarah focus on something other than panicking. The school is afraid the ferret might bite another student, and the Justice Department is now reviewing the case. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
Hey folks, this is Jackson Galaxy. You're listening to Animal Radio. Please do everyone a favor, spay or neuter your animals today.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's VIAGENPets.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime
is
a good time.
Good
for the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just a way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Like The Cabin in the Woods, Green Room is a down and dirty, tension-filled, ultra-violent killer thriller.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1313.